Budgets Matter. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It was an excellent budget year.
Overall, unfortunately, the economy in this, quote, recovery has been rather anemic, to say the best.
Tennessee lawmakers have all but wrapped up the first session of the 109th General Assembly in Nashville, and with it, a $33.8 billion budget that included many positive gains for Tennessee agriculture. House Finance Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charles Sargent.
I think the UT and UT Ag should be very happy. They picked one of their top priorities is the new farm down in West Tennessee. We talked about that being the 4-H, but I believe it's going to be a lot more than the 4-H. I think it's going to become one of the premier resorts when we turn around and we're looking at ag conferences and cattle conferences for 4-H children. I mean, just a little bit of everything that farm can be used for.
The state budget also included full funding for the Ag Enhancement Program and restored funding for the West Tennessee River Basin Authority and adding three FFA regional supervisors, all from Governor Haslam's proposed budget back at the first of the year. Senate Finance Ways and Means Committee Chairman Randy McNally says this year we can be thankful for non-recurring funding that came into the state.
We had a lot of about $300 million in one-time revenue that came in the franchise and excise tax. And unlike previous years, we didn't plug it into recurring revenue. In the past, they had just counted it all as recurring revenue. And that way, we structured it to use for one-time projects, such as capital projects. One thing that's real important, I think, to the agriculture community and to the Farm Bureau in Tennessee is the purchase of Lone Oak Farm.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.